Yeah, tomorrow's the new year. What's your wish?
Well, you mean for me or for the world or what?
Well, whatever. For you?
Let's hope for peace in the new year. Let's hope the U.S. and the Jews will change their ways. Israel, they will become reasonable. Let's hope that the Palestine problem will be cleared up, that all the Jews will leave Palestine, leave the Holy Land. They're welcome in Russia, in the U.S. The world is the Jews' oyster. They don't need to stay there in Palestine. They don't belong there. It's not their land. Let's hope they leave. Let's hope the U.S. completely withdraws all of their troops from Iraq and from all of their other bases all over the world. Let's hope all the U.S. So-called advisors in the U.S. military advisors in the Philippines leave, right? Let's hope they close down all the U.S. closed down all their bases here in Japan, and they close down their base in Keflavik, Iceland, and they behave like a civilized country. And let's hope the U.S. starts to pay reparations to the black people that they brought over as slaves, and to the American Indians, that they make preparations to give back what they call the United States to the American Indians. Let's hope for a world of peace and justice.
Yeah.
And let's hope for real nuclear disarmament. The U.S. is saying Iran has no right to make an atom bomb because they signed the Non-Proliferation Treaty. Yeah, but wait a second. The Non-Proliferation Treaty says the great powers are supposed to give up their nuclear weapons, too, and destroy them. Let's not forget that, right?
That's right.
It's very dangerous in general to make any agreement with the U.S., because if you don't keep your part, they're going to go after you, right?
That's right.
But if they don't keep their part, so what, right? They just laugh at you, right?
Right.
Who are you to tell the U.S. what to do? Yeah? And in general, don't make any agreements with the U.S. Don't make any agreements with Jews. It's the same with my book contracts with Simon & Schuster and all my contracts. If they don't have to keep their part of it, but you have to keep yours, you see?
Yes.
It's a bad deal to make contracts with the Jews and the U.S. But anyway, I'm hoping for the Jews to turn over a new leaf and to wake up. Smell the coffee or whatever they say, right?
That's right.
The thing is, they've got to be reasonable, if only to save themselves. The world is in a terrible situation with all these nuclear power plants, nuclear bombs, pollution, wars, landmines everywhere.
Yeah. All right.
So now I'm hoping that the Jews and the U.S. will turn over a new leaf and set a good example. I think the U.S. should set a good example by destroying all their nuclear weapons.
All right.
Very serious about that right now.